south of there.
Okay.
The hay sheet.
I was a fish.
Some called it hay.
I'll tell you a little fishing tale. I was fishing down here. My brother, he married a girl out of the mountains, and down here fishing. We lived here, my wife, and I just went up to catch a few fish. And they got their dinner out, and so Jed said, I want you to eat a sandwich I got here. I said, Bass likes something. I got it and bit into it, and I bet you a dollar you could never guess what that was. It was
You've never seen another one. That's
never,
the first
in
the last.
It was a hog's ear now.
Oh, gosh.
But it was cooked, and you know, I knew there was never a cleaner woman in the world than she was.
And a fine cook. Lord.
And they put that now in the sauce meat, but they cut it up.
Yeah, it's different, though.
Yeah.
It's different if it's
but
cut up.
I eat it, because I wouldn't doubt for nobody else was her. And maybe
gosh. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Seed.
Is that what you'd call it?
No, it's...
I didn't get to that.
The hard thing in the middle of a cherry.
Oh, seed, I imagine.
Okay, fine. And what about the same thing in a peach?
That'd be a peach seed.
Okay. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
It's fixed to that, so... That's just not a freestone, but freestone turns loose. No freestone, maybe I believe it's one it holds to the seed, isn't it?
All right.
I believe the freestone turns loose from the seed.
That's what I believe is the other way, Val, because the other
way. Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, so anyhow, one of them's a freestone then,
yeah.
One or the other. What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Green beans.
Okay. And what do you call beans that do have to be shelled?
They just...
Seed beans or soup beans?
Oh, they'd just be beans, too, I reckon.
Okay.
Shell beans.
We have what we call a shuck bean, but it's just a bean dried, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that other bean, you could dry, that makes a shuck bean.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Greens.
Okay. What do you call corn that's shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
What?
What do you call corn that's shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Roasting it.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
It kind of smells.
That's my next question. Not quite.
Ground squirrel?
Yeah, that's...
Ground squirrel.
Okay, now what about the one that smells?
It's polecat.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that's about that big around, and it hops along the ground, and some live on land and some live in the water?
Frog.
Okay. Now, would you call it something different according to whether it was living on land or in the water?
Yeah, we just call them bullfrogs, what stays in water. And these others, they just temporarily there. I think they go there mostly to nest and
uh-huh. Well, now, what do you call the ones that live on the land?
Toad.
Okay.
Yeah, just toad frog.
What do you call a smaller variety of the same thing that makes a chirping noise?
There's a cricket.
No, this is a kind of frog.
Oh.
A little tiny one. Sometimes
tree frog.
Okay. Yeah, they can holler the loudest.
What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
Well, we have pink worm and
red worm
and night crawlers. And
which ones are the biggest?
Night crawler.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Firebug.
Okay. What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over lakes or ponds?
Is it mosquitoes? No.
No, that is one thing, but this thing that...
Snake feeders.
Fine. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud, and some people say it doesn't sting?
Dirt diver.
What do you call nuts that get ripe under the ground?
Peanuts.
Okay.